अच्छा, न्यूट्रिशन डेफिशिएंसीज के अंदर जो है ना, वो कुछ ऐसी न्यूट्रिशन डेफिशिएंसीज हैं जिनके अंदर हाइपरपिगमेंटेशन हो सकती है, जिसमें जो यहाँ पे मेंशनड है ना रुक्स में, वो है विटामिन ए डेफिशिएंसी, विटामिन B12, फोलिक एसिड, नाइसिन डेफिशिएंसी जिसको हम विटामिन B3 भी कहते हैं, जिसकी वजह से पेलेग्रा होता है, और वेगाबॉन डिजीज़। वेगाबॉन डिजीज़ जो है ना, वो किसी विटामिन डेफिशिएंसी की वजह से नहीं है, लेकिन पुअर डाइट की वजह से होती है। ठीक है, उनको हम सेपरेटली अभी डिस्कस करते हैं। तो ज़्यादातर डेफिशिएंसी जैसे विटामिन ए है, फोलिक एसिड डेफिशिएंसी है और विटामिन B3 डेफिशिएंसी, ये तो मेनली न्यूट्रिशन डेफिशिएंसी से विच आर कॉज बाय द रिड्यूस इनटेक एंड मेल न्यूट्रिशन। बट विटामिन B12 डेफिशिएंसी इज़ मोस्टली कॉज बिकॉज ऑफ द inadequate absorption from the gut or because of the diseases which results in malabsorption like Whipple disease, tropical sprue. So all of these diseases are associated with the pigmentation, either generalized or localized. So if you talk about the vagabond disease, then it is a skin disorder which mostly occur in the older individuals which have a poor diet, and there is a lack of personal hygiene, and there is infestation with pediculus humanus, yani pediculosis hota hai. Okay, तो इसमें जो विटामिन B12 डिफिशेंसी है वो भी मैंने बताया था कि इट इज़ बिकॉज ऑफ द रिड्यूस्ड एब्जॉर्प्शन एंड द एग्जैक्ट मैकेनिज्म बाय विच द विटामिन B12 डिफिशेंसी कॉजेज द हाइपरपिगमेंटेशन इज़ नॉट नोन, बट इट इज़ बिलीव दैट द विटामिन B12 डिफिशेंसी इज़ एसोसिएटेड विद रिड्यूस्ड इंट्रासेलुलर लेवल्स ऑफ द ग्लूटाथायोन, एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ विच देर इज़ अ लैक ऑफ द inhibitory effect on the tyrosinase activity, and hence the melanogenesis continue and there is increased melanin synthesis. And the other hypothesis is that the vitamin B12 deficiency is associated with defect in the melanin transport and incorporation of melanin to keratinocytes, causing incontinence of pigment. But none of these have been proven yet. In the pellagra, there is a cellular deficiency of niacin, vitamin B12 and nicotinic acid, but the process by which it causes pigmentation is not mentioned here. Then we'll talk about that, how do they present clinically. So in general, we can say that these nutrition deficiencies can cause either generalized hyperpigmentation, or the pigmentation affects only some parts of the body, most commonly the sun exposed areas, face, the back of the hands and the feet, extremities, neck, and less commonly the trunk. In severe vitamin A deficiency, along with the cutaneous findings, we'll also look for the ocular signs like xerophthalmia, night blindness. In the children, it will present with the phrenoderma, most characteristic presentation. And in adults, there may be dryness and scaling of the skin with desquamation and sometimes generalized pigmentation. There might be conjunctival pigmentation as well, especially in the lower fornix and bulbar conjunctiva. So these are the findings which are associated with vitamin A deficiency. Then we come to vitamin B12 deficiency. So we know that when there is vitamin B12 deficiency, it is associated with megaloblastic anemia, which may be in the presence or absence of folic acid deficiency, which may coexist with it. So the cutaneous manifestation of vitamin B12 deficiency is hyperpigmentation, which is a mottled type of pigmentation affecting the face and the dorsum of hands and feet. But sometimes it may only be limited to the fingertips and the nails. The generalized pigmentation in B12 deficiency is rarely found. Sometimes ill-defined hyperpigmentation of the mucosal surfaces and hyperpigmentation of the hair may also occur. However, usually we have seen that along with the hyperpigmentation of the skin in nutrition deficiencies, the mucous membrane is usually not involved. But in B12 deficiency, the hyperpigmentation may also be sometimes present in the mucosal surfaces. In the folate deficiency, there may be diffuse brown pigmentation as seen in B12 deficiency. In the pellagra, there is the affected skin is dry, hard, cracked, and in extreme cases it may be black in color, and mostly this pigmentation is present in the sun exposed areas such as the face, neck, dorsum of the hands and feet, and sometimes the forearms. The mucosal sites are also affected in pellagram. Then vagabond's disease, as I told you before, that it occurs in older individuals who have a poor diet and they do not take care of their personal hygiene, and there is pediculosis in them. So there may be Addisonian type of a generalized pigmentation, and the mucous membranes may also be involved. But the pathogenesis of this is not clear that why does it happens. But it is believed that it might be because of the intense scratching induced by the pediculosis, which will result in post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So there may be areas of hypomelanosis as well, which shows histologically decrease in the number of melanocytes due to degenerative changes. The differential diagnosis include all the other causes of the acquired diffuse hyperpigmentation and acquired pigmentary disorders of oral mucosa, like iatrogenic, irritative, like smoker's melanosis and hyperplastic and neoplastic process. Generally, the normalization of the pigmentation occurs with the treatment of the deficiency, so it is a benign condition.